Good afternoon. Showers will continue to overspread the region from south to north and become a steadier rain through the afternoon hours and also for the evening. We'll also have areas of fog, and with the clouds and showers, temperatures will level off, staying in the lower and middle 50s. As we get into the night tonight, the slug of moisture with this system will pass through. We'll have just a few scattered showers left over, otherwise mostly cloudy skies and areas of fog as temperatures drop back into the lower 40s. Another disturbance at the surface and aloft will dig through the Midwest and Great Lakes today and arrive in our area tomorrow. Out ahead of this system, we'll have partly sunny skies in the morning, allowing temperatures to climb quickly into the mid-60s, and this will set the stage for pop-up afternoon showers, maybe even a few bursts of rain as the trough approaches from the west, and a rumble of thunder is not out of the question on Saturday afternoon. After this disturbance passes through, we'll be left with a pool of cooler air over top of us for Sunday. As a result, the instability will produce plenty of cloud cover and debris. It'll keep it chilly for the second half of the weekend with a few passing rain showers, highs only in the upper 40s and lower 50s. In fact, that disturbance will remain nearby on Monday, so a slow departure will mean more clouds and a few scattered showers to open up the new week, highs in the mid-50s on Monday, then a ridge of high pressure will begin to move in. This will change our weather pattern from a cool one to a milder than normal one as we get into the early part of May, with a mix of sun and clouds, upper 60s on Tuesday, upper 70s on Wednesday, and near 80 degrees on Thursday as the next front approaches, with the chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorm. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a slow-moving storm system coming in off the Pacific will cross the west coast and bring cooler weather and a threat of rain into tomorrow morning along portions of the coast and especially the northwest. The mild weather initially in place will be displaced downstream across the Intermountain region and then out to the high plains by late in the weekend. Some daytime readings will reach as much as 10 to 20 degrees above normal in the plains. Showers and thunderstorms are expected tomorrow across the central and southern Rockies and the southern high plains as some moisture begins to return to the north ahead of this system through the weekend. For those traveling across the northeast today, New York City cloudy and cool with rain and possibly a thunderstorm, upper 50s. Boston, thickening clouds with showers developing near 60. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny with highs in the upper 50s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 63 degrees. The average low, 41. The record high, 91, set in 1962, and the record low, 26, in 1963. Sunrise this morning was at 5:55 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:51 p.m., 13 hours and 56 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Showers and a steadier rain through the afternoon hours, remaining on the cooler side with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Cloudy with more showers tonight, also areas of fog, lows in the lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, rain likely through the afternoon, otherwise cloudy with areas of fog and temperatures holding in the lower and middle 50s. Mostly cloudy with a few showers tonight, also areas of fog in the mid 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, rain likely through the afternoon hours, also areas of fog with temperatures in the lower and middle 50s. Cloudy with more showers tonight, also areas of fog and lows in the lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with rain likely through the afternoon, also areas of fog with highs in the lower and middle 50s. Still some scattered showers around tonight, otherwise mostly cloudy with areas of fog and lows in the lower 40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Rain this afternoon, scattered showers into the evening hours, also areas of fog with temperatures in the lower and middle 50s. Mostly cloudy with a few showers tonight, also areas of fog in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, partly sunny, becoming mild in the morning, temperatures pushing into the mid-60s, a few scattered showers, and maybe even a rumble of thunder in the afternoon. Temperatures back into the lower 50s on Sunday, breezy and cool with a few scattered showers. Scattered showers Monday, otherwise mostly cloudy in the mid-50s. Milder on Tuesday into the upper 60s with a mix of sun and clouds, upper 70s by Wednesday, and the chance of a shower or thunderstorm Thursday with highs right around 80 degrees. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.